3. Microorganisms. Living things formed only by one cell are called unicellular organisms. They are invisible to the naked eye. In order to observe them, we have to use a microscope. Living things which can only be seen by using a microscope are called microorganisms. A microscope is an instrument which enables us to observe microorganisms and samples of certain other things, such as cells and tissue sections, because it has a set of lenses which magnify the image. The eyepiece, 1, and the lenses, 2, magnify the sample sufficiently for us to see it. The lenses are contained in a part called the revolver, 3, which you can turn and which allows you to change the magnification. The stage, 4, is the place where we put the prepared slide. It has a mechanism which allows us to move the stage to position the specimen and a grip to hold the slide. The coarse adjustment focus knob, 5, and the fine adjustment focus knob, 6, enable us to focus in coarse or fine manner respectively. The power source, 7, the diaphragm, 8, and the condenser, 9, allow us to control the amount of light that illuminates the specimen, and also to aim it at a particular spot. Some people believe that the Dutchman, Zacharias Janssen, 1590, invented the microscope. Others believe that it was the Italian, Galileo Galilei, 1610. The use of the microscope became more widespread after Robert Hooke first applied the word cell in 1665 to describe the basic unit of life. For example, Anton van Leeuwenhoek from Holland used it at the end of the 17th century to discover protozoa, bacteria, and certain types of human cell. Due to developments in lens technology, modern-day microscopes can magnify samples up to 2,000 times. The electron microscope was invented in 1930 by Ernst Ruska and Max Noll. This instrument can magnify samples up to 1,000,000 times.